Manny Alfaro, the executive director of Hispanic Organization of Latin Actors, recently told the Huffington Post that he remains surprised that for all the Latino and Latina actors appearing in various media, it's still common to see them playing stereotypical roles like criminals or housekeepers. That's what makes the new show at the Unicorn remarkable. Water by the Spoonful, which won Kiara Alegria Udis a 2012 Pulitzer Prize, has as its central characters three Puerto Ricans. Actors Keenan Ramos, Donnie Mercado, and Alicia Espinoza are playing respectively Elliot Ortiz, an injured Iraqi veteran, his recovering addict mother, and his college professor cousin. Though the play is set in Philadelphia, Ramos and Espinoza explain why their characters' Puerto Rican roots deeply inform them.
Even though they call Philly home, Puerto Rico's home, that's where we spend the latter part of the play, is in Puerto Rico, and it sort of serves as this cleansing for them.
A lot of the problem I find with putting Latino characters in place is that they're something. They're some version of what Latino is supposed to be. And in this play, you get the point that they're people. They just happen to be from Puerto Rico. And it's important to their identity that they're from Puerto Rico, but it could just as easily not be Puerto Rico.
For many years, actors of color have been pigeonholed and stereotyped by theater directors unable or unwilling to stretch their concepts of what a play's characters look like, recalls Donnie Mercado, who is third-generation Mexican-American.
What I have found is that it's a blessing and a curse, like everything else. Sometimes I'm chosen because I look Hispanic, and then they want me to be a little more ethnic than I actually am, and that's fine. That's okay, because that's a part of my people. It may be closer to my grandma than it is to me, but it's a part of me.
Actor Keenan Ramos is African-American, French-Canadian, and Portuguese. He recalls auditions where his ethnicity either worked against him or in his favor.
I auditioned for Hamlet, and they had their Hamlet in mind, and it wasn't me. I got the comic relief part. You know, I was Rosencrantz. I've played Romeo, and I had a white Juliet. And, you know, kudos to my director for casting that in the middle of Kansas when people were a little taken back by having an interracial Romeo and Juliet.
Alicia Espinoza is Puerto Rican. She acknowledges the merits of the classics, but adds that today there are other voices calling out to be heard that can't help but put more actors of color on the stage.
White male playwrights have a head start. We've been doing their plays for forever. Those are the classics. Those are the plays we do. But you have to know that Asian playwrights, African-American playwrights, Hispanic playwrights, there's a race, you know? You're 50 feet ahead and we're behind. And unless you make it an active part of your mission to say, all right, we're going to produce these kinds of plays, it's just not going to happen.
Even with more playwrights widening the color spectrum, there's still a way to go. Actors' equity demographics show that Caucasian actors make up 85% of the union membership, while only 2.7% identify as Hispanic. Steve Walker, KCUR News.